Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you because since the dawn of time, organized crime has been around in all of our lives, whether you know it or not. Our data has been subjected to theft, personal information, everything. Okay? Got a lot to cover in regards to the banks right now that are just completely letting us down. So please like, subscribe to the channel. I am at the Apple store right now because my phone got stepped on. It met an ice skate the other night that it did not like and broke the Apple phone. So thank God for insurance. But anyways, let's get right into it. Toronto Dominion Bank, we talked about a couple months ago in regards to them getting fined for doing billions of dollars in money laundering. Well, what has happened lately is that a low-level teller who was put in charge of sensitive data, she worked in the department that would make sure that there was no fraud. She would investigate it, and she would point things out that were of serious issues. Only problem was this woman would go out, and she would steal the personal information, and she would give it away. Uh-oh, that's not what that job was intended for. But like I said in the beginning, since the beginning of time, organized crime, you know, has always said, let's get the lowest level person. You've seen it in the movies, you saw it in Goodfellas, where they took the security guy who unlocks the door, and you know, I'm the night security guard, I'll give you the key. And you know, huge crimes happen. This is what is happening here. You got bankers who pay these people a pittance, 12, 13 bucks an hour, that cannot live, and someone offers them 80 grand. Well, what are you gonna do? 80 grand's a lot of money. What do I have to do for that money? All you have to do is give us the sensitive information on these different accounts. Really, that seems simple enough. Well, this one woman, think about this. When they confronted her on her cell phone, she had 255 checks that belonged to different individuals. 255 checks from different individuals that were on her phone to be cashed and to, you know, be spent in some ill-gotten way. Now, the other thing is that she had 70 account information from individuals, personal account information. This included name, address, phone number, socials, all the pertinent information. Now, one thing, guys, that I'm telling you, and this is going to lead to the second part of the story, is I hate online statements. I think it's a huge red flag for you. I'm telling you, because we all are too busy. We get hundreds of emails. Some of us get 1,000 in a day sometimes. Crazy, crazy stuff. You can't keep track of this stuff. Hey, your statement's ready. Okay, great. Well, what you need to do is get a paper statement and open it up and look. You know if you shopped. You know if it's one card you use excessively. I am telling you this right now. I have set, you know, separate cards for business, separate cards for online transactions, and it makes it so much easier. And they mail me out the statement. And then I get there, you know, after I deal with stories and stuff like that, I open these things up and check them. And they're very quickly. This one had no activity this month, so it just gets, should be blank. Okay, and it was. Now here's another one, and this is probably the worst one. You know, Eric Schneiderman was the Attorney General for New York. And he has been saying for decades that, hey, you need to, you know, clamp down on this with these big banks. And he talked to Wells Fargo, JP Morgan, Chase, Citibank, everybody, and said, you have an obligation to protect your elderly clients to make sure that they're not going to get scammed during this time. And yeah, we'll do this, we'll do that. Well, how about this? Fraud for elderly, people that are above 60 years old and above, it's at $28 billion a year. So check your statement, check grandma's statement, make sure stuff is looked at, because you only have so much time to dispute charges. You only have so much time to say, hey, I didn't buy this, or wow, there's $18,000 missing. And what these people do that's smart is they just don't deplete somebody's bank account. They take an account with 200 grand in it and deplete it by 25,000. Wow, what did we spend that money on? I don't remember. Do you remember? Nah, you know. Then you've got Escambia County in Florida. The district attorney went after a man named Wade Helms. Wade had a nice little deal set up. And what he set up was this. Think about this one. He worked at Navy Federal Credit Union, and he would go out and he would set up and he would write down when he came in contact with people's personal information and write down, wow, this person has a lot of money here. He would take he made a notebook of all the pertinent information, name, address, social, phone number, account number, everything that you would need to defraud somebody. This guy then went on Telegram. The woman from the other story earlier, she did the same thing. She went on Telegram and went to groups and set up something on the dark web where she would be able to communicate with people to sell that information. That's how they caught her. Wade, he got caught because he was on the dark web. Now think about this genius, stealing all this personal information. He was doing that. And then what he did was went out and went on the dark web and went to a site that he started called Scamming Services. Not kidding you, Scamming Services. Hey, let's go to the group Scamming Services. Well, what's this about? Well, it's a great place to scam people and to get money from people. Hello. Okay. Well, Wade stole millions of dollars. And Wade sold information to people that were undercover agents. Now, Wade, as far as I'm concerned, got off light. He only has to pay $9,200 in restitution because they're saying, yeah, money was transferred, but this wasn't stolen and that wasn't stolen, but other people stole it. This guy facilitated the theft. So Wade got 10 years probation. Does that seem fair? I think it's nothing. So I am telling you this right now. We are going to enter a very dark time in the economy right now. And, you know, Greg Mannarino talking about, you know, we're going to have depressionary times right now and that the president thinks so. Just get yourself ready. What if everybody's wrong? What if I'm wrong? Aren't you going to feel better telling me how stupid I am? You know, Dan, we prepped. We have food, money, cash in our house. We bought some gold and silver and everything's good. And you were wrong about the date. Okay, great. Congratulations. You're financially responsible for yourself, but check your information because these scammers are going out. Now, organized crime, the mafia, anything you want to call it, these people, you know, go out and they work on the lowest level people that make nothing. How would you like a new car? How would you like, you worry about money? How about if we could fix that? How about if we could have all your bills paid for a couple years? You don't think that's enticing to people? Hell yes, it is. These people would take that. And you're in charge of this. They look for people like this. But Wade was an imbecile. Hey, you know, I have all this information I can sell. Think about that guy. That guy was out selling personal information out there. I just get blown away by stuff like this. So let me know what you think about this. Check your accounts. Change your passwords. End of the year. New Year's resolutions, all that good stuff. Make sure you do that so that you're protected. I'm telling you, anybody who's been the victim of a, you know, crime online, you know, you feel stupid when it happens, and sometimes you can't help it. We all get victimized. Theft happens to people. But there are things you can do to protect yourself, and we all have to look out for each other. And there's older people that just don't have the capabilities of doing this. Few things in the news. Jimmy Carter is going to have his funeral, and the stock market will be closed on January 9th. So it will be interesting to see who comes out for that. A few health-related issues that came out. Think about this. Now they say cigarettes. One cigarette will take 20 minutes off of your life. 20 minutes. Okay? So what's it, 20 in a pack? Okay? Come on, guys. It's getting ridiculous. Why smoke? Who smokes anymore? Okay? So I think it's bad for you. Okay, that's all I got to say. Next thing is Jolt Cola is making a comeback. This was a soda that came out in 1985. And when it came out, it had, you know, 75 milligrams of caffeine, which is a lot. And now they're going to re-release it with 200 milligrams of caffeine. And they're saying that this is just going to be fantastic. It's going to sell like hotcakes. How many milligrams are in the average can of Coke? 34. So Jolt Cola at 74 was a 75 was a lot. So with that being said, you know, are you going to buy this? Who wants this? Now, next thing that I thought was interesting was there's a list of 7 EVs that don't work well in cold weather. And I was like, I can't even name 7 EV cars. There's Tesla, there's Rivian, there's that Polestar company. You know what I mean? It's like, but 7 of them that don't work well in cold weather. So if you're one of the people that own one of these cars, I have had everybody that owns one of these cars, can't drive it far, met people in Las Vegas. Hey, how'd you guys get here? How many times do you have to stop? Oh, we didn't take the EV. We took my wife's car instead. Really? So again, long trips, no. Can't do that. Don't want to stop. And every time we would drive by a charging station, they were just loaded with people. So, you know, I've got a lot of traveling in the next few months. And I'm going to go back in Vegas to a few times, got some meetings and things like that there. But I always get a kick out of this. When you go to places like Yermo, you know, Eddie World, and all these different places, just loaded with cars. Victorville, Barstow. I mean, it's just crazy, crazy, crazy. But there's a list of 7 cars that don't work well in the rain or in the bad weather. Okay? Who cares? Speaking of rain, we've gotten no rain this year at all. It has not rained at all here in Southern California. It's just a couple things to end this video. Again, this is the Irvine Spectrum, guys. Big shopping center. It's nice. Weather's good. One thing we talked about is credit card charge-offs and how people are in debt to their eyeballs. And it's horrible. They're a bunch of debt hounds. And, you know, please, guys, don't spend money, you know, foolishly. Just don't. Don't do it. For almost a decade and a half, the charge-off rate held steady at just over 3%, which is bad. 3% of the people don't pay their bills. They get charged off. They get sued. Now it's up to 5%. Now, the banking industry, you can read the article below, but the banking industry is like, you know what, maybe this is the plateau. Maybe we're just going to settle at 5% right now. No, it's going this way, guys. It's going that way. Now, they say the most underreported story of 2024 was Joe Biden's cognitive decline. Who knows? Is that the truth? Who knows? I think people should go to jail for that. And if you guys are on the private channel, we're going to talk about that in a little more detail than I can do here. Final thing that's funny is Joe Biden steps forward and says, listen, if I would have stayed in the race, I would have beat that Donald Trump guy. Would have beat him, okay? When's the election? Let me know. Please do not forget to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. Oh, let's go look at a new EV car over there. Ooh, yeah. We can get from here to Toluca Lake and back, maybe, if we're lucky, okay? Like, subscribe. I'll see you guys very soon. And you want to get a hold of me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. Stay tuned with your email where we announce the winners for the Christmas card giveaway, okay? I'll see you guys soon.